Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Planning Committee of the 31st of May 2022. Welcome, and we'll just go through who we are on the table. So my name is Councillor Vicky Gould. I am Chair of the Planning Committee. On my left-hand side, I have Sherry Grant, who is our legal representative. Around on her left, we have Monica Henchcliffe, who is our Democratic Services Officer. On my right, I have Planning Officer Lisa Bird. And on her right, we have our Planning Manager, Naomi Perry. And if I can ask my committee here to state who they are, and I'm going to start over on this side.
Councillor Ed Barker.
Councillor Ray Faulkner.
Councillor Greg Hall.
Councillor Alison Legg. Councillor Sheila McKiernan.
Thank you, committee. Just a little bit of housekeeping. Can I ask you all to make sure that your mobile phones are switched on to silent at least, please? We are not expecting a fire drill, so if you do hear the alarms, we will need to evacuate. And it's just straight back out of the door that you came through, out of the main door, and we meet across the other side of the square, please. Polite notice not to call out when individuals are speaking, and I will ask people to speak and we'll listen to what they have to say. Do we have any apologies for absence, please?
Councillor Lamb, Councillor Brady and Councillor Ashcroft.
Thank you. Do we have any declarations of interest? No. Thank you. We move on to agenda item 3, which is the appointment of the vice chairman for this group. I would like to propose Councillor Barker. Could I have a seconder, please? Thank you, Councillor Legg. Any further nominations? No, then I will put it to a vote. All those in favour, please. Well done, Councillor Barker. You are through. Okay, we move on to the minutes of the last meeting, which was held on the 26th of April. I would like to propose that they are a true record. Do I have a seconder for that then, please? Thank you, Councillor Faulkner. Any comments? No? Then can I move that we accept those? All those in favour? Any against? And any abstentions, please? Yeah. Yep, so that's carried. Thank you. Is there any urgent business to be brought to the committee, please? No. So we move on to our application for planning permission then. And I would like to hand over to Lisa to present, please.
Thank you. So the application we're looking at today is reference number P2020-00323 and it relates to 160 Newton Road, Burton-on-Trent. The proposal is for the erection of two detached dwellings, including alterations to the existing vehicular access and alterations to the car parking layout. This plan shows the application site edged in black. It indicates the edge of the settlement boundary in red at the top of the plan and the nearby listed buildings on the opposite side of Newton Road. The blue area here is the River Trent and the land to the rear of the site is mainly residential. That shows a slightly more zoomed out version of the previous map with a clearer view of the settlement boundary to the north. The application site has three TPOs within the site protecting various trees. To the front of the site is TPO 390, which protects trees on either side of 161 Newton Road, TPO 336, which protects just one single tree, and TPO 309, which protects two silver birches to the back of the property here, a single tree on the side boundary, and a group of trees along the rear boundary of the application site. This photograph shows the frontage of the site with the HMO property, which is currently in use, and indicates one of the access points. The other access is slightly off the photograph at this end. This indicates the access to the parking area and rear garden along the side of the HMO. And a view along Newton Road looking towards the northeast, where you can see residential properties along here and the Sump Public House there. And this is the view southwest along Newton Road, so in the opposite direction. This is stood in the rear garden of the application site, looking towards number 156 Newton Road, which is a detached bungalow at a slightly higher land level than the application site itself. And this is from within the rear garden of the HMO, looking towards Kingsbury Close and Handchurch Close. And again, that's looking to the rear of the properties on Handchurch Close from a more central location within the garden. And that looks towards Handchurch Close again, but obscured by the trees within the garden itself. That shows the existing rear and side of the HMO, which faces into the rear garden, which extends this back here. And that's just a clearer view of the rear elevation with the existing silver birch trees and some of the other trees within the application site. That's the view from the rear garden towards number 161 Newton Road, which is on outside of the application site but is within the ownership of the applicant. And the following photos give views from the neighbouring properties. So this is from the rear of number 5 Handchurch Close, from the rear of number 6 Handchurch Close. The white building is the HMO. From number 7 Handchurch Close, again this area here is the HMO. From number 8, which you can see the white building through the trees. And that's from number 168 Newton Road to the side of the application site, which is situated at a slightly lower land level than the application site. This plan shows the red line boundary of the application site with the HMO building and garden area covered in the blue line here, and the neighbouring property at 161 Newton Road also in blue. Those are both within the ownership of the applicant. This is the proposed site layout indicating two detached dwellings, two-storey dwellings with a single-storey rear projection. So that's one plot here with a single-storey projection here, and the second plot here with a single-storey element to the rear. The frontages of the plots face in towards the parking area, and these areas here are parking for the dwellings. The parking for the HMO is in the red hatched area and the access, with some alterations proposed to the access point along here. So there's currently an in and an out access, so two open access points here and here. They would be blocked with a new access position centrally, and the parking that's currently situated here being relocated to the side with an additional two spaces to serve number 161 Newton Road, which currently has no off-street parking. This just indicates the curtilage for each plot, which wasn't very clear on the previous drawing. So the red indicates curtilage for plot this plot this side, and the blue for the other plot, the second plot. And this indicates a cross-section showing the difference in heights of the dwellings on Handchurch Close at Newton Road and the proposed new dwellings. So the proposed new dwellings are this one here and this one here. This is the bungalow at number 168, that's 168, the two-storey dwelling, and that's the bungalow next door. And these are the properties on Handchurch Close and Kingsbury Close. This drawing demonstrates the separation distances from the proposed dwellings. So the bungalow here at 156 has a separation of 23 metres to the nearest two-storey point of plot 1, 17 metres to the rear of the HMO, and along the rear elevation to Handchurch Close and Kingsbury Close, they vary between 20 metres up to 26 metres. With the separation between number 168 and plot 2 being 17 metres. These all exceed the separation distances set out in the separation distances and amenity SPD. This details the proposed elevations for plot 1, which is proposed to be finished in red brick with grey clay roof tiles and cladding to the front projection and to the rear single storey element. And plot 2, similar in design but with just a red brick finish with plain clay roof tiles. This drawing shows the previously approved site layout for the HMO, which included the parking area to the side of the site, and specifically showed garden space within the back here. To demonstrate the impact on the outdoor area of the HMO, this drawing shows the garden space which was previously approved to the rear here in the red, and the space that would be available to them in the blue area here. This is an extract from the tree survey submitted, which shows the tree removal and protection within the site. The 5 circles are the trees to be removed within the site. These are all the smaller fruit trees that are positioned there, with the silver birch trees to the rear of the HMO in blue there. They are actually outside of the application site, but there is tree protection measures for those trees and for the trees which are shown with this dark line around the site here. So the application site is actually beyond this line here, but the darker line is the tree protection zone. So in terms of consultation responses, the Highway Authority has no objection to the proposal, subject to conditions relating to the visibility display and parking, turning and access being provided within the site. There's been no objections from Staffordshire Police, Severn Trent or the County Archaeologist. And the East Staffordshire Tree Officer has no objections, subject to a condition relating to the tree protection plan and method statement. The Environmental Health Team have no objections to the proposal, as do the Waste Team, subject to a condition to secure waste bins. Winsor Parish Council have objected on the following grounds: 5 dwellings stated in the application form, overdevelopment of the site, detrimental impact on the character of the area due to the scale and massing, the impact on neighbouring residents by overbearing and loss of light and privacy. The ward member has objected on the following grounds: overdevelopment of the site, impact on neighbouring residents and impact of additional traffic on existing parking issues in the area. In terms of neighbour responses, 11 objections have been received, with a further 4 following the reconsultation, which reiterated original comments. These are summarised as overdevelopment of the site, the design being out of character due to the scale and massing, doesn't integrate well and dominated by parking, amenity issues including adjoining dwellings being overshadowed, loss of light and privacy and overlooking from windows, separation distances not being adequate, and noise and disruption. Additional comments have been received in relation to highways impacts in terms of restricted visibility and parked cars, speeding traffic along this section of Newton Road, single access point proposed and increasing parking being an issue, and no pathway for pedestrians on this side of Newton Road. Concerns were also raised in relation to the loss of trees and concern about the safety of trees, the loss of wildlife habitat, and the ecology survey, which states there's opportunity to increase biodiversity, but the objections strongly refute this. And other issues have been raised, including discrepancies in the application and a request for the control of hours for construction works, non-openable, obscurely glazed side windows, bat boxes and hedgehog gaps. The policies relevant to this application are the MPPF, the East Staffordshire Local Plan, Winsor Neighbourhood Plan, Separation Distances and Amenity SPD, the ES Design Guide and the Parking Standards SPD. So in terms of the assessment of the application, in principle the development is considered to be acceptable, being located within the Burton-on-Trent settlement boundary where development is expected. The site already benefits from a residential use and the surrounding area is predominantly residential. On balance, this offers a suitable form of sustainable development. In relation to design, impact and character of the area, the dwellings will be well screened from public vantage points due to the existing HMO building and trees to the boundaries of the site. The parking layout was approved as part of the HMO application and is not highly visible from Newton Road. The development offers a suitable siting, density and design for its setting that will not harm the character and appearance of the area. In relation to amenity, the proposal complies with required separation distances and the dwelling will be situated at a lower land level and will not be overbearing or cause loss of light or privacy to neighbouring properties. The proposal will not result in additional noise or disturbance to existing occupiers. In relation to highway matters, the development raises no adverse highway safety issues, subject to conditions in respect to visibility and provision of access, parking and turning areas. The historic environment impacts. The site is not within a conservation area and the nearest listed building is approximately 110 metres to the northeast of the application site on the opposite side of Newton Road and screened by existing buildings. Therefore, there's considered to be no impact to the significance of heritage assets. The site is located within flood zone 1, which is at the lowest risk of flooding, and Severn Trent have no objections to the proposal. There's therefore considered to be no significant adverse impacts in terms of flooding and drainage. In terms of trees, 5 small trees will be lost within the site. There are 3 TPOs within the site and additional planting can be secured via condition. A condition is also recommended to ensure that the development is carried out in accordance with the tree protection plan and method statement submitted. In relation to biodiversity, the ecology survey identifies the site as being of low biodiversity value with the potential to impact breeding birds and bats. Enhancement measures are proposed in terms of planting to strengthen the boundaries, bird and bat boxes and hedgehog gaps. In conclusion, the proposal complies with the local plan, Winsel neighbourhood plan, separation distances and amenity SPD, East Staffordshire design guide, the parking standards SPD and the national planning policy framework. The local authority have engaged and worked proactively with the applicant to secure a development that improves the economic, social and environmental conditions of the area in accordance with the requirements of the MPPF. And the recommendation is to approve with conditions as per the report and update sheet. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. So I'm going to move on to the public speaking part now. And if I can ask my first speaker, which is Mr. Michael Kemp, to step forward, please. Good afternoon, Mr. Kemp.
Sorry?
Good afternoon.
Oh, sorry. Good afternoon.
You have got 3 minutes. You will see on the screen above, it will give you your timer and we will stop you at the end.
Right, that's fair enough.
When you're ready.
Right, thank you. Along with my wife, daughter and disabled son, we live on Hanchurch Close, which borders the site where the planning application is today being discussed. Along with many others who border on the site, we oppose the application. We have already submitted our objection in writing, which I'm sure the committee have read. The land is a well-established home to a variety of fauna and flora, and of 23 trees, many have tree preservation orders. The 4 trees bordering our property have TPOs and were 16 to 18 metres high when last assessed about 2 years ago regarding the previous planning application for 4 houses. Many animals and birds especially use the mature trees as a wildlife corridor between the river and the wooded area nearby. And in these days of rewilding, tree planting, climate change, the site is an established haven for the many species. Once destroyed, they will be lost forever. To my disabled son, the bottom of our garden has become an established area where he spends hours enjoying the peace, tranquility and birdsong and sensory input. Sorry about that. It is the only outdoor space where he can just be. Without having physical guidance or being confined to reins, it is his only freedom and his sensory sanctuary. The application proposes to carve a road right across this haven, which leads right up to our boundary. The proposed roadway, which will have 27 parking bays for the proposed 2 new build properties. Whilst we accept we are neighbours and have no authority over this land, are we as a society really happy to allow the destruction of this microcosm of wildlife, tearing down trees and bushes and uprooting wildlife? Are we happy to allow a roadway and 27 parking bays to be carved through this haven? Are we happy to cause upset to so many people whose properties border this site? And are we happy to forever deny a young, disabled young man his only outdoor source of peace and freedom and sensory input? All this not to solve a great housing problem, but to just build two houses. Thank you for listening and your time.
Thank you, Mr. Kemp. Our second speaker is Mr. Stephen Arkenston. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Again, 3 minutes when you're ready.
Yeah, at the moment, the development is a private garden. And we're on the Hand Church close boundary. Will it turn into, the question I want to ask is, will it turn into a normal public cul-de-sac? You know, will it be a normal road with deliveries and all the things that go with that, where it, you know, no longer a private garden? The second question, really, some years ago, when it was Abbey Fields, they maintained the wall, the garden wall, and on our particular property, they knocked down the old wall because it was deemed unsafe, and they put a fence in there. And behind the fence, on the garden side, there's a short row of conifer trees that were supposed to be maintained at 2 metres. That was an agreed condition of planting conifers. But who will maintain the fence, and will those trees be removed? Because at the moment, they do give quite, you know, a shield, a little bit of privacy to us from our garden. Nothing's been done in the last 8 years to do anything to maintain the fences or anything in the garden at all, really. The other point is, as Michael said, the proximity of the houses is pushed towards us. When there's loads of room, 20 parking places, why aren't the houses built in a more central position? That's it, really. It's a case I've asked on the initial reply, who would maintain the fence, the whole garden fence, but there's no reply to that. So who would do that? That's it. Thank you.
Thank you for taking time to address us. Right. What I'd like to do is open this up now for my committee to speak, and who would like to speak first? Councillor McKinnon.
Hello. I think we need the answers to those questions, first of all, just to kick off the debate.
Okay. Thank you. Would you like to respond to those then, please, Lisa?
So in terms of the maintenance of the wall and the trees, they are within the ownership of the HMO 160 Newton Road, and it's the landowner's responsibility to maintain those. If the application were to be approved, the responsibility would then move to the homeowners in order to maintain those boundaries, but that is a civil matter.
Okay. Councillor Faulkner next, please.
Thank you, Chair. Condition 16, ecological enhancement matters, refers to bat roosting facilities, bird nesting and hedgehog gaps. Informative 3, ecological enhancement measures. The applicant is advised that in complying with condition 16 above, the bat and bird boxes should be incorporated into the fabric of the dwellings. There's no mention there of the hedgehog highways. Could we actually include that in the informative, please?
Would you like to respond, please?
Propose an amendment to the informative. Thank you, Greg.
So the bat and bird boxes to be incorporated into the fabric of the dwelling is because you can get boxes that form bricks and roof tiles that would actually be incorporated into the buildings themselves. It's not possible to do that with the hedgehog gaps, but that would be looked at when we look at the condition for the enhancement measures and the fencing condition within the site, because those gaps would be within the fences rather than within the fabric of the buildings.
Okay. Are you saying there is no need for an informative measure to actually make sure that's incorporated? Should be a condition.
I don't see a problem with amending that informative, but obviously it would have to refer to boundary treatments, not the dwellings themselves.
Okay, thank you. Just to perhaps inform the first speaker, unfortunately, as a planning committee, we cannot take happiness or unhappiness as a reason for either accepting or rejecting a planning application. It doesn't fall within our remit. There are only specific things that we can actually take into account when we're actually judging a planning application, and happiness of the surrounding neighbours isn't one of them, I'm afraid.
Would you like to come in on that, please, Naomi?
Yeah, it was just in relation to that point, really. You know, the comment focused on the proximity of the parking area to the boundary, but it's 8 metres between that boundary and the parking for the proposed dwellings, which is mainly made up of, you know, the trees to be retained and a grassed area underneath as well. So it was just to highlight that measurement, really.
Before I go to Councillor Barker, in terms of the informative that we've had, is Councillor Faulkner quite happy to propose that we leave the wording of that informative and the change of that to our officer team? And can I have a seconder for that then, please? Thank you. I'm going to go with Councillor Legg. Just to say that we're going to change that amendment, I'd just like to vote on that, if that's okay with everyone. And then we'll carry on with the discussion. All those in favour of... Hold on. Councillor Hall?
So I'm not sure it's quite clear what it is we're voting on. Are we saying that there's a proposed change to an informative relating to boundary treatment that should include hedgehog highways?
The change on informative number 3 was that we were going to add an additional bit on here for the hedgehog route and the change of, just to make sure that that was covered within the boundary treatment.
I think the planning manager's advice was that that should be part of an informative about boundary treatment, as opposed to the...
Additional.
The
Forgive me, I'll just take advice on that.
We've just had Lisa and I just had a discussion, and informative 3 could be amended to say the applicant is advised that in complying with condition 16 above, the bat and bird boxes should be incorporated into the fabric of the dwellings and the hedgehog holes within the boundary treatment.
Thank you for that. Are we happy with that, Councillor Faulkner? Yep. And Councillor Legg is seconded for that. All those in favour then, please. Thank you. Unanimously carried. Thank you. And Councillor Barker was going next. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, I'd like to follow on really from what Councillor Faulkner was saying before, what we can and cannot make a decision upon. And I'd written a load of notes before I came to the meeting to see what I got to ask questions on. Like, check the current mixture of houses. Tick, it fits that. Does it fit our SP 1 and 24? Tick, it fits that. The trees that are being removed were sort of 3 old fruit trees in the middle of the garden. All the rest are being preserved. So I've got to tick that. Policy 7 and 8 of Windsill Neighbourhood Plan, does it go against them? No, it doesn't, when you've actually seen the site. It's part of that. So, in all honesty, I can't see what else we can make a decision on. And if nobody else wants to say anything, I'd like to propose that we approve as suggested.
I have got a proposer on that. I will ask. I will ask for a seconder on that one first. Councillor Hall, thank you. I'm not going to go directly to the vote. We have still got things to discuss. Councillor Legg, please.
Thank you, Chair. As we visited people's gardens this morning and had a look at the neglected trees, as nice as they were, they have been short of maintenance. Is there anything we can do to have them trimmed a bit or neatened up from the landowner who owns the land at the moment?
Would you like to answer that for me, please?
Yes, so the trees that are protected by a tree preservation order, obviously they're under the landowner's responsibility to maintain, but any works to trees that are covered by a TPO, you do need permission to do that. So, you know, we can't give advice today about what maintenance they might need, but, you know, we do have applications for works to TPO trees, even, you know, reduction of them if they're, you know, causing a problem, and there is work that you can do that won't harm the overall amenity of them, but that's for the responsibility of the landowner.
All right then, thanks. Second question is, please can we have a look at swift bricks and bee bricks to the properties, please?
Are you ready to comment on that?
None of the conditions or informatives specifically refer to bee bricks, but we could add that to condition 16 if members were minded to propose that.
Councillor Lake.
Can I ask that they both be added, please, as a condition?
Would you like to respond on that?
So in terms of condition 16, we could amend that to read that no development shall take place until details of ecological enhancement measures, including bird nesting, swift bricks, bat roosting facilities, bee bricks and hedgehog gaps, be installed on the site.
Thank you, I'm happy with that.
Okay, so we have that as a proposal. Do we have a seconder, please, for that change? Councillor Walker. Okay, so we have a change in condition 16 as read out by Lisa, and we have that proposed and seconded. Can I have a vote on that then, please? All those in favour of that change? Vote. So in four? Yeah. Unanimous on that one. Thank you. So that will be carried on that. Okay. I've got Councillor McKinnon next on my list for discussions.
Thank you. Can we go back to the picture of the proposed elevations and just look again at the windows facing the close behind? And can you just tell us again what the distances are and what the relative heights will be and which windows will be obscured?
The side-facing windows serve non-habitable rooms and are proposed to be obscured with an obscured glazing condition. But if we go back perhaps to... My mouse is being a bit... The site layout. So the side-facing windows, which is in this elevation here and here, and that one to the other plot and this elevation... They are already proposed to be obscurely glazed. They serve non-habitable rooms, including bathrooms. To the rear and the front, there are bedroom windows proposed, and the plan here indicated the separation distances. So these were between 21 to 26 metres along the rear between the properties on Hanchurch Close and Kingsbury Close. Given that this is a side elevation, the requirement in the SPD is for a 12-metre separation plus 2 metres for the difference in height on the, between the sites. So they exceed the separation distances by quite a significant amount.
Any further comments?
Just explain again about the large circles behind. Which are the trees and what's the larger circle for?
Okay. So I think all of the trees on the site that are shown on here, all those trees are in circles. Obviously, the bigger the canopy, the bigger it's shown on the circle. That's the canopy, yeah.
And are they being removed or stayed?
They're to remain.
They're to remain.
Yeah.
Okay. And can I just, on the other side, on the parking side and the highway, can you just show that again? Have you got any figures for how the front entrance is going to be levelled so that cars can get to the road in this new arrangement? Because it looked very precarious this morning.
We don't have that detail at the moment, but we have conditioned slab levels within the site, which will show any changes to the levels within the site, including that frontage.
And is there a reason for getting rid of the two entrances that they have at the moment? Because that seems the most practical way of getting in and out.
At the moment, the visibility display in one direction is extremely limited. So although it's greater in the other direction, to centralise the access gives a better visibility in both directions when exiting the site.
Okay.
And that's something that Highways were very happy with. Okay. Thank you. Councillor Hall, next then, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Yeah, I think in principle there's no issue with this application for two houses. I'm quite keen to ensure, though, that condition 9, which relates to the parking provision, I noticed that it's a pre-occupation condition, so therefore all of the parking must be in place before either of the new proposed dwellings could be occupied. Does that also mean that all of the other additional parking for the HMO must be in place before either of the new proposed dwellings can be occupied?
Yeah, the condition relates to all of the parking within the red line, which is the parking for the HMO, the dwelling to the front of the site and the proposed new dwellings.
Thank you.
Councillor Faulkner, please.
Thank you, Chair. Just in relation to that question, I wonder, are those two areas marked to the left in the red as you enter the site, are they parking spaces?
The two here?
Yes.
Yeah, they're two disabled bays in relation to the HMO.
Thank you.
Do we have any further comments that we need to raise? Okay, Councillor McKinnon.
It's just a comment, really. I'm instinctively against plunking two relatively large houses in such a green space. I'm concerned about the removal of such a large green space within that area. But as Councillor Barker said, I can't find a planning reason to go against it.
Thank you, Councillor McKinnon. We have got a proposal and that has been seconded that we approve with all of the relevant conditions, including the amendments we have made. If we have no further comments, then I would like to raise the vote then. No, we'll go to the vote. All those in favour then, please. Those against? And there'll be no extensions. So that has been carried. Okay, we'll move on to the next item on our agenda now. So agenda item 7, can I request that members have considered the appeals received and determined? Thank you very much. And 8, can I request that members have considered the planning permissions that were circulated? Okay. So now we will move into the private part of our meeting, and I will move that In accordance with Section 100A4 of the Local Government Act 1972, the press and public be excluded from the remainder of the meeting, as it is likely, in the view of the nature of the business to be transacted or the nature of the proceedings, that there would be disclosed exempt information as defined in the paragraphs of Part 1 of Schedule 12A of the Act, indicated in brackets before each item on the agenda. And we'll just take a moment to clear our gallery and stop our recordings. Thank you all.